The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the news show. It's the 21st of January, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and there's not been a lot of it. But what we got it coming your way right now in less than 5 minutes. Yes, and diddly-doo, it's been a slew 24 hours for tech news. But probably one of the biggest stories we've seen come along is the big old PS5 leak. Yes, that PlayStation 5 leak was posted all over Reddit. In fact, it was actually posted about 2 weeks ago, but nobody believed it. Now it looks like, it's true. So what's in that leaked long list? Well, it looks like we're going to be getting a press and media event around February 5th. There's also going to be a PlayStation meeting that's going to be held at Sony Hall, where else, in New York City. Something that's nice to see is that PlayStation 5 will be backwards compatible with all PS4 games. And here's the one everybody's waiting for. When will it be released? Well, apparently in October of this year. And it looks like it's going to cost about $500 US. Or £449 if you're in the UK. On top of all this, get ready for a new slogan for PlayStation 5. That slogan being, it's time to play. So now that we know what's coming, it's now time to save some money. Staying with rumors that are going around out there, particularly about an acceleration problem with Tesla. Apparently, there's been a few things going around on the interwebs about some Tesla cars that are just accelerating on their own. Well, Tesla is now coming out saying this is completely false. Yes, Tesla has said they've investigated every single incident where the driver says that their vehicle just got up and run and they didn't tell it to do it. Going on to state the fact that the vehicle's data, once they analyzed it, everything was operating just as designed. So how did this rumor start about? Well, apparently, from people that are called short sellers. Something that Elon Musk, yes, the CEO of Tesla, he doesn't really care for. In fact, his main complaint is saying that these short sellers spread lies about the company, and he says that they're being funded by big oil companies. Again, we can't prove that, neither probably can Elon. Nonetheless, though, if you feel your Tesla is not acting the way it should be, well, you can just find your nearest dealer. They should be able to short things out for you. And finally, Facebook alcoholics out there, yeah, you're on your messenger thinking, wow, I love that dark mode. Be nice to get it on Facebook. When's it coming? Now, we do know that Facebook's been trying to implement dark mode for a little while now, but it doesn't look like they've been very successful with it. As of yesterday, people have actually been saying that they've had dark mode that actually just goes to be enabled on their app. And then a few hours later, it just freaking disappeared. It was back to the same old, wide old Facebook. And of course, Facebook, yeah, they ain't saying anything about this. Could have something to do with coding issues. Implementing issues, maybe they just given up on it entirely. We don't really know. Maybe they just decided to try it out, handed it over to Zuck. Zuck said it sucked. And now we're back to plain Jane Facebook. We're not really aware right now of just how many users actually had dark mode switched on for them and then switched off. But what we can probably predict, don't look for it to be coming back on anytime soon. Got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, hosted and maintained by those fine, lovely people over there at TSO Host. So if you're looking for some great, reliable web hosting with fantastic customer service, give them a try today over at tsohost.com. Check out our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And hop on by our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, the week has officially started. Monday is over, thank goodness. Let's get our Tuesday cruising along. Have a great one, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.